Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm sitting down. You're just going to hang your oh, okay. Just going to like loop it over the ear?
Hey, yeah.
Why are you like the last dude on earth with the cable?
Because I like to do what I prefer.
You're not an AirPod guy?
Yeah, no. I ain't keep up with this shit anyway.
I have a revelation for you. I'm the same type of dude. I buy the one with the cable too.
That was something.
We got a lot in common. We're too irresponsible to take care of the AirPods.
Yeah. I like JB too. So Studio 2-3. I don't like the new headphone. That shit big here.
What, just a lot of the headphones that are coming out too bulky for you?
Yeah, this shit is too much. I like it, but anyway, this shit loud fitting, yeah.
I feel like my head is too big and I can never get comfortable with the like Dr. Dre headphones.
Yeah, shit lighter.
Baby Kia is in the building today. How you feeling, man?
Good, chilling.
I feel like you're experiencing one of the biggest come-ups that's going on in rap right now.
Yeah.
It's been explosive the past couple weeks.
Something like that.
Does it feel like that?
Not really. It just feel regular. I'm just going with the flow.
What are you talking about? This is what every kid from the hood dreams about is
sometime
getting millions and millions of views, yeah, and having like, everyone pay attention to him. How are you going to just act like it's regular?
It pros and cons to this shit, boy. Sometimes the cons start to overweigh the pro.
What are the cons?
Man, every day, like, walking outside, things then that's like, shit, yeah. The thing that you do from a day-to-day basis, like, the norms. Going to the store, getting blunt. Going to the same restaurant that you go to every day in the hood. The shit not the same. They gonna take a picture and shit. The people wanna take pictures, like, people recognizing you, getting recognition, like, boy, what's up? Ain't gonna lie, I do feel a little different. I ain't gonna lie like that. But sometimes you just started. I just started to adjust to it. Like, did that life, but that shit don't really fade me, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm surprised.
I had a little spark. I had a little joy for it. For a couple months, like, okay, damn, this shit right there.
I'm surprised that you're already having these types of feelings, though, because I totally 100% know exactly where you're coming from, that once you get a certain level of fame, it kind of, like, ruins all this regular shit that you were used to doing in your life. Everything kind of, like, certain things get better, but a lot of shit gets worse.
Hey, yeah. So, like...
Look, you're talking about walking around. You're past walking around. Maybe with the shiesty, but I don't know. You seem like you're probably...
Sometimes, it be time, like, places that I prefer to, like, actually walk, take, like, get peace of mind. Like,
oh, yeah.
Walking sometimes good, especially in the neighborhood where you're comfortable in, growed up out here. Hey, yeah, I'm finna walk. I'm good. They just, like I even in my dad and how I could just tell him to take me to the store. I'm gonna just walk, cause I want to.
Right.
Throw me headphones in. I just prefer walk sometimes.
We have a lot in common because I love a good walk as well.
Right.
I love to walk. But once you get to a certain level of notoriety, the walking is out. I'm not walking around L.A.
Yeah.
I'm a trophy. You're a trophy. You've just recently been given trophy status. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah. It's true. To me. Like, I don't feel it. Yeah. I don't feel like I didn't really did too much yet.
Well, don't take too much time to get used to your newfound status, because that's how a lot of people end up in bad situations, is that they are slow to accept the reality of how much their life has changed, and they might get themselves into a situation. You
know, I wouldn't say that that's me at all, because I most definitely accept it. My life changed. I appreciate it for everything, like, appreciate it. I'm taking it, I'm running with it, but I'm just saying, it's a certain level to it, where Roy Young keep looking at it like fame really ain't that shit ain't nothing but a feeling to me. Man, that should be anything. Cause anything could really be famous. A rat, like the animal, is famous, right? Like
how?
A crow, like
maybe.
Okay,
grumpy
goddamn
cat.
Okay,
you know about grumpy cat?
I ain't even gonna say no animal. Goddamn,
Shamu.
Yeah, like anything could be. Famous, like, cause we look at it every day, and everybody knows of it. Fame is really, to me, that shit just like a feeling, like, or a thing. Like, fame is really nothing. It's just like fame is just like being rich. Niggas say I'm rich. Nigga, rich is not wealthy. It's a rich ain't rich is a feeling, man. Like, rich really ain't nothing.
Hmm.
Like, what the hell is you rich? You could be hood rich. You could be rich. It's like to a certain extent, nigga. You might move to Atlanta, and you might be able to like. Be living good out there and shit, but you might come to LA with that same amount of money you got, and you struggling. Mm. Like that's what I'm saying. Like rich ain't shit. Just like with fame, you know, anything can be famous. We look at this same shit every day, like cartoon famous. What the fuck is that? Anything can be famous. That shit don't change shit. That's just, I mean, everybody seen you before.
Don't get jaded to it so fast, because what you're experiencing right now, like there's a lot of different. Levels to fame, and what you're experiencing right now is this sort of like meteoric rise where all these people are getting introduced to you for the first time. You're doing stuff like going on No Jumper, doing your first like big full-length interview where like yeah. a lot of people are going to get to know you, etc. Think about how different that is from somebody who's in the place of their career like a Thug or a 21 Savage, where they've been famous for what, like 8, 10, 15 years, whatever, and they're totally fucking used to it.
Yeah.
You know, these are very, very different things.
Well,
you're in your joint era.
For me, I say this shit really, I just say this shit ain't too much, I ain't too much, like, excited about it as much as you think I'd be, because I witnessed it before. Like, I got partners who already go through this shit. Like, I don't know, every day they doing this shit, they been doing this shit. I was just.
Who? You know, who have you seen blow up?
I ain't gonna lie, it ain't even about blowing up. I'm just talking about, like, about rapping as a whole, like, the rap lifestyle. If people take a picture with you, like, my partner Lil Willie, his ass been rapping, Lil Ad Kid, young nigga. God, that's how I started rapping. We go to the studio and shit. He folk got it, got a studio. And listen, go to the studio, his ass every day. Video shoot, rap, black church and shit, camera shoot, cameras, OD cameras. Fucking light shit, photo shoots. I've been seeing that shit. I see how I feel. Like, this shit cool. But it just feel a little bit different when you,
yeah,
like the person.
You're seeing every bit of it.
Okay, I seen like, I'm right there for every single step. So I'm like, I see how that shit is. But now it's my, I'm in their shoes too, also. So it do feel a little bit different. I was just seeing it from the other side.
I'm just saying, you might be acting like it's regular, but realistically, every kid you went to high school with, everybody you grew up around, et cetera, it's like they all kind of have this idea of being recognized in their head or in their community for their music. And 99% of people will try to make 99% of people will try to make music, and 99% of them are going to fail. Probably not 99% try, but probably 80% try to make music at some point and don't get anywhere with it. So it's kind of bizarre to see your shit taking off so fast, right?
And half of that 99% of people really be just bush and really don't. Probably ain't using music like as its full potential. They probably ain't just really. That's probably not their main priority. Music probably not what they really.
You blew up in like 2 months.
Hell no. Fuck no.
Okay.
Hell no. Nah.
Should we go through the whole life cycle here?
I didn't blow up in 2 months. That shit kept it, yeah.
That's how long you were putting out videos, or?
I never put shit out. I was just on Instagram going trillions and shit.
Right. Well, either way, I mean, compared to a lot of people, you've come up very quickly.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That mean I'm doing something right.
That's a fact. Can we get the actual, I want to talk about, like, your childhood. Where'd you grow up? What were your parents like? What was this whole thing?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up. My mama raised me. I grew up in a single household.
But just
my dad in my life, though. Like, my pop was in my life. Like, good relationship shit.
He was around.
But his ad just didn't live with us. Man, Lamar do shit. Getting in trouble in the school and shit. They're regular. I already heard that shit in the meantime. But, like, growing up as a little kid, I say from I was born in Greater, then I stayed in, like, the memorial. You familiar with Atlanta area?
Not enough to know about the schools.
All right. So I grew up on a little bit. I grew up on Memorial for about a good 8 years of my life. And then I moved to another side of town. But my long story short, my life started Cleveland, where everything started.
Believeland.
Yeah.
Which, Thug kind of made famous back in the day rapping about it. What?
Wait.
I thought you were like looking at me. That's true, right? Like, so the general rap fan base, we heard about Believeland Avenue from Thug and YSL, right?
If you say so.
Was that a primary influence coming up? It must have been, right? If you were thinking about rapping and you're seeing somebody from that area have so much success.
Not really. At me, because I wasn't I always think about rapping. I just thought about rapping last year. I ain't never think about rapping. I never really gave it a thought of taking a chance. I was just playing with this shit. Okay. So music wasn't never really no. I ain't had no influence on me. Like, I ain't gonna lie, music I always just got me through shit though. Like, music is always on my ass. I love music, but I never thought I had the thought in my head. Damn, what if I was a rapper? Damn, one day I need to try to rap. I always had it in my head, boy, hell no, I can't be no rapper. But I always said that shit. And then, that nigga Lil Will.
What do you think was holding you back? Man, you
thought get on this shit.
Being a rapper is just too much of a clout thing.
It wasn't even that. It was just like, I had a lot of my partners was rapping before me. So, they're like, shit, I nigga hard. Right, shit, I'm listening to them. Damn, these niggas, I can't do this shit until then one day. And it ain't even come down to my partner. You don't even believe it. My brother's son. He really like my little brother. But he my nephew in the house rapping. His ass be rapping on Band Live and shit. Oh, God. The young nigga bring the headphones in. I tell him, I get on that motherfucker. I go to the studio the next day with my partner, Lil Will. I tell him, but he been rapping this shit. Going crazy. I'm going to the studio and made that bit. All of us put in, got the video shot. After that, I started going to the studio with it every day. He like, damn, Twain, get on it. I'm like, man, hell nah, Twain, I can't do that beat. He like, bro, just try it. I'm getting on that beat. I'm saying, walk out the room, light go off, and I'm just rapping. And then from there, ever since then, I was just repeating it. Every day, every time I go to the studio, we repeat the process, and I'm just getting better and better, perfecting this shit. And boom, there it go.
But when you say you don't see yourself as a rapper, you're saying that this whole thing comes very, very naturally to you. And
this shit came out of nowhere. Oh, God. It like a nigga just poured this shit on me. Huh. Start saying this shit in the microphone. I'm like, damn, this shit came out of nowhere, boy. I really been questioning this shit for real last night. Boy, you hear this shit what I mean in the studio down here. I realized this shit came out of nowhere. Boy, where the f*** is I getting this shit from?
Really?
Yeah.
So you feel like you're just opening up your soul on these beats?
Yeah.
And it just
everything
happens?
Coming out. Everything. But it opposed to the how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, like, somebody could become a great rapper by working for 10 years and really having to, you know, intellectualize it and just get better at the actual craft of rapping. But you're more like just emptying out your
brain. I don't even write like that. Mm. I don't remember last time I wrote songs, I was just, yeah, there's a lot of songs, yeah. Other than that, I don't even write. I go in that bitch straight. Seriously, I know. It's on by me. Very different.
But what about your flow? Your flow is probably the thing that people are the most taken aback by.
Which one?
I mean, just in general, like when you get on a song, the way you do it, it's just...
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It stands out, very unique.
That's why I stand out. because I got different ones. I know I switch on my music. I know I switch on my sound. I think I'm switching on my flow. We might need to call it a flow. I might have the same flow, but I got a different sound. It's all about how you mix and match shit. You gotta tweet shit. Oh God, every bar counts. I might say the last bar with a different tone. My last word on my last bar might have a little high pitch on, and then the bar after that might have a low pitch on it. All about how you mix and match shit. It ain't even about your flow, it's about everything. Tone, flow, everything. How you pronounce your word. God. That's why my shit sound like that. Cause I'm different. I know how to put it, touch on everything. I have my manager, but I might be in the studio and working on one bar about 20 minutes. Swear to God.
20 minutes on one bar, really?
And the whole bar might be perfect. But now, I wouldn't say 20 minutes, but I like 10. But the whole bar might be perfect, but it's that one word that I got to have it pronounced good. Every word has to be pronounced a certain way. Like, it got to be pronounced right. I feel like bullshit. No song that's made in 20 minutes. That shit ain't finna do no numbers to me. That shit, you just ran through this shit, boy. If you do, that shit a miracle. Well, I feel like everything will take time. That shit pay off.
But you tend to go in a more rough, aggressive vocal style. Do you see yourself ever making, like, you know, more like traditional? About Gunna. Think about what Gunna does compared to what you do on a track. You know, it's just like, it's so minimal in comparison. Do you think you'll ever make music like that, or are you more focused on your style?
Yeah, nah, for one, because I'm my own hand trying to be like, now another nigga, for one. So I want to say I make music like no another nigga. But I switch, like, that just goes back to switching your sound, like I said. I switched my sound last night. I gotta hear that motherfucker. You heard something, so I gotta hear this song. I switched my sound. Like, and it might sound a little bit how Brady song or whoever you want to compare me to. It might sound what you would call it, traditional. But to me, I feel like a lot of my songs don't sound the same. Like, you can hear it. I switch them. Like, my words, I might have the same tone, but different words, like about what I'm talking about. Like, the topic, fuck words, the topic. What you talking about? Like, just like every store got more. All my songs, you might think, just kill them or eat them. So, and you just chop them down, you listen to some of them bitches on my album. Some of my shit, I'm telling you, son. You got to switch it every time. When they think you finna come on the song, kill them up, drill. I might come on that motherfucker, help a homeless man, give out $50,000. Yeah, I switch it up.
Do you consciously make drill music? Because there's a lot of talk about Atlanta being the next city in America that's going to really have like a drill.
That's my vibe. That's my initial vibe when I walk in the studio here, yeah. Because it's just like pull the beats up. That's when the beats get pulled up for me. That's the beats that they send through. So that's what I be going off in. What vibe I go out. I might go in the studio saying, so I ain't finna make no just so nice. So I pull up some beat. Producer pull up straight sight shit. Pull the beat up. I'm walking that bit. New drill song. 100 million beat views. Damn, BK. Damn, I'll afford to make a pants on that night. But damn, it's just hot. Sometimes I think some shit just be meant to be. Like last night I made a song. Ain't drill at all. But it sound like it a little bit because of the aggression in my voice. But you gonna know this ain't no drill song. You gonna hear it through the beat.
Is that the California influence? You're out here, good weed, pretty girls.
I really been on some thought shit though. Like I'm on some like to myself shit. Cause the first couple, I've been down here by myself, for real, and my partner just got down here with me. I've been down here with my manager and shit. Mm-hmm. But I've been by myself just thinking on some shit. Like on some shit, like on some getaway type shit. Like, look, California been that for me. Get away, smoke a bad word thing right now.
Just
but I gather my thoughts.
Because it's complicated at home?
It ain't easy to do what I'm doing out here. I walk outside, fire the blunt, walk back and forth down the street on the phone. Not had a little of your back shit. Different, no ski mask, no Nike. I don't know what I got. I'm off with it, but I do it everywhere.
You always got it. That's a necessity these days, huh? I still never had one like that. I need to get one like that.
Yeah, this was just, to me, this shit just.
Like the full ninja mode.
This shit just, it more comfortable. This shit, the material just way better.
When you leave the house in Atlanta, I feel like 80% of people are wearing ski masks.
Yeah, you won't even believe, like, I ain't even been wearing my shit, though.
You haven't?
God, yeah, I don't know why. This shit crazy.
Do people recognize you even with it?
Hell no. Nah.
Really?
Cause it been the time. I literally did this shit. I walked past the young nigga. Then I said, why this? Well, I wish I could call my partner right now. I know he's hanging on some phone. Okay, different time. What time is it? Yeah, I walked past the young nigga with my mask on. I said, hey, Brando, oh, I did. I turned around, I took my mask off. I said, yo, the young nigga, I swear to God, I didn't know that. Then nigga started screaming, running around. I said, oh, my God, ABK. Like, hey, yeah, niggas really don't really recognize me with that mask on. I'm not really like, yeah. But it's young niggas. That shit did kill me when I was like, now I got the young niggas, like the young generation. Elementary school, remember my shit.
That's how it feels?
Got one.
It feels like they're extremely tapped in.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It sound like, it feel like they too motherfucking tapped in. They more tapped in than they supposed to be. So I need to take them on nigga phone.
That's interesting. Because like Chicago or New York or whatever, the drill scene is like older. Whereas in Atlanta, it's like primarily probably appealing to a lot of young kids, huh?
Yeah, because it's, I guess, whatever you call it, it's the wave.
The older people in Atlanta still listen to Amigos and stuff, right?
Yeah, it was Big T's and shit, and I was,
the Big T's are gone?
Yeah, it was Big T, and I got down. Polo, Slim Fit T-shirt, Gravity, Big Ass Pants.
How many shoe people?
Shoe would cost $8 million. F01 cost $800. Jade cost $600.
How many people you see in Atlanta that look like they're trying to be Playboy Cardi?
I don't know. I don't be.
There's like
I don't
a goth be watching wave, niggas, right?
So I don't even know how the hell Playboy Cardi supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't really. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know. I don't be getting into all that shit.
A lot of people are like pretty much straight up goth now, like just out of nowhere.
What?
Like dressing like they just.
They out of all black, big clothes, chains and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh God, yeah, I see that. Atlanta, yeah, hell yeah, a lot. It's a large percentage. Very large percentage. And it's all races too, though.
Races?
It ain't even all one.
Yeah.
It ain't even just one. I mean, a big percent of it is all, a lot of them niggas wearing a lot.
Right.
Fucking hoes and little tight ass hoes in it. Little hoes in their shirt, fucking fish, little fishnet with a fucking jacket, chains on their big ass pants, boot, yeah. It's a good percentage. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
You still
if that's what you mean.
Are you with like normal girls or do you go for like the BBL queen type?
Adam, bro, where the hell you got now? Go from
fashion girls. I mean, that's the good life.
I BBL. No, for me. Is it no for
it's
me?
It's a no for you?
I don't want to fake shit.
In Atlanta?
I don't want to fake shit. I'm just keep it real. If it's a real one out here in the world, why the hell is I'm finna go out here and go with the fake one?
The fake ones look pretty good.
Ain't hell no.
And it's not fake. They took it out their stomach.
It don't matter, though. It don't matter. It don't matter. It's okay if I ain't know. I don't know. Oh no, bro. That shit just something about it, bro. That shit just on sometimes don't sit right.
How old are you?
I don't know.
You gonna make me guess?
Shit, you gonna be guessing all day. Cause I ain't gonna say
it. Is it Googleable? Famous birthdays, they tend to be pretty good at this. You wanna try?
Shit.
Let's see how the Google results are for baby Kia age. I don't even want to like out you if I don't see it yet. Baby Kia sentenced to 700 years. There's a TikTok with that as the title. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's not true. Are you 19? You know the thing in the music industry is to lie and say you're younger than you are.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tale as old as time. That's what, like...
I just told you, I don't know nothing about the industry shit.
Right.
I ain't no industry, nigga. I like music, though.
But did you sign yet?
I signed APG.
You did sign APG. I got a call from my boy Eli. He let me know that you're...
So why would you ask me, did you sign yet?
Well, I don't know if you want to keep it a secret or not. I'm not trying to fuck up his play.
Nah, it's cool. I'm signing APG. You see on my head, though. I don't play this shit, man.
I mean, not playing, you probably got that jacket like a couple blocks away from APG. Shout out Desto Dub.
You think so? You seen this one before?
I haven't actually. Corduroy? Or is it denim? I can't really.
You want me to stand up? You want to see that one?
Sure. That's my boy's clothing line. You got to know this. That's been my homie for like 8 years. It looks good, man, with the rhinestones. We got to do it. I'm dripping on them. Atlanta got a long history of that.
Yeah.
You got to drip.
Yeah.
You stay in the strip club yet? Or are you going to get to that part of your life yet?
I ain't in that mother yet. I ain't never been in a club in my life. I been to a lounge, though.
A lounge? What lounge?
Like, I've been to a lounge before. I ain't never been to no club. I don't know.
Cause you're
cause
still.
It just look like they motherfuckers just hiding they be. It look like a vibe though. Oh, it just look like a lot of shit going on in them motherfuckers. A lot of shit. How the hell in them motherfuckers? Oh, and the whole swing. How the cushion in it? All this shit. I don't know, but I'm gonna get that one day probably.
This is how I see it.
But that ain't no priority right now in my mind.
Atlanta rappers.
That ain't on my bucket list, let's say that.
They do some errands and whatnot during the day. Then they're in the studio. They leave at maybe like 11 or 12 or whatever. They go to the club for a couple hours. They got all their goons with them. They look tough as fuck in their section. Everybody gets to see them looking tough.
Who the hell is you picturing? Where the hell?
Right. It's just like every rapper.
What rapper is this?
What's any
this?
Rapper. This particularly Atlanta. But then, okay, then the girls.
I'd hear you say particularly Atlanta.
This is just how I imagine it. I haven't spent enough time in Atlanta to really
you,
know. Yeah,
you can't have
okay,
spent
with the, but there's
time
a lot of this
Atlanta.
In L.A. Then at a certain point.
All right, we got to speak for L.A. Let's okay. tell me about your point of view, what you've seen.
I don't do this, but you're in your section with all your goons, looking tough as fuck. Girls get attracted to it. You got all your chains on. You're like a fucking king in there. The girls get attracted to it. The girls gravitate towards you. You're only in there for like 2 hours. You probably don't even drink the alcohol. You're too invested in your lean. And then you go right back to the studio. But now you got some bitches.
Yeah.
And some Instagram photos. So that's what I think most dudes seem like they're getting out of it.
One, I don't even really too much give a fuck about Instagram.
Really?
Hell no.
It's a big part of being
I be
a
on Instagram a lot. I like for entertainment. Like my phone scroll through that shit, my feed, really shit. But I don't really give a fuck about Instagram. To be honest, I used to put trillers a lot. Like I love my trillers. Like I was just, I used to be on my take like an hour editing my trillers and shit. But Instagram, bro, pictures and shit, bro. I don't give a fuck about Instagram, bro. I be putting on clothes a lot, bro. So much, bro. I spend like $700 on some J before. Got a little outfit and shit. I ain't even take no picture, bro. I don't be getting a fuck about Instagram. I tell you, I don't give a fuck about social media like that, for real. Pictures, I skip out on pictures, bro. Oh, God.
At some point, the label's going to start telling you, like, you need to post more pictures because it helps promote your music. Are you going to be like, no, that's not me? Or are you going to play ball?
Play ball. Play ball because ball. Ball, motherfucker, you better play with that motherfucker. A lot of niggas don't even get a chance to the ball, so I'm finna play that motherfucker.
Right.
Finna play the hell out of that.
Because what do you really feel like you are in the music game for? Are you in it for the money? Are you in it for the fame? Are you in it for the actual art of the music?
I want to keep it real. Hey, I'm at 1,000. I'm trying to get some money. But I like rap, like, rapping, music, just been always a good part of like my life. Like music, always been the answer. I'm blowed. I'm finna go outside, listen to some music. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know how it ain't really like. I don't really think about it too hard. Like, I think about it sometimes, but I don't think about this shit that hard. But I really be a lot thinking about it. Like, man, money, but this is my way. He rich, like, I'm not rich. What? That's how I'm finna get able to stay able to do what I want to do. Like, all this shit what I be talking about as a kid. When I'm finna did that, boy. Pull on a lounge truck. Boy, I could do it. That shit, that better be. What the hell you just hitting the shit? You in the shit trying to look cool? What the numbers and views gonna do for you if you ain't getting no money from it? This was everybody's purpose. It ain't gotta be just about the money. Show love too. Yeah, all about helping it, help support. But end of the day, do this shit. Hey, I'm not finna do it. I ain't out here just fucking up my voice for free.
Do you think you're fucking your voice up?
Hey, yeah, I know I'm fucking up my voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Recording or performing live or what?
Everything. Recording. I know I'm fucking up. I don't give a fuck, though. But this shit can't be too bad. I ain't sure. Cause I just hear it in my I feel it sometimes. I'm out my throat. Shit, when I be rapping, like, studio session and I'm not talking and shit. Like, sometimes when I cough, like, I can't even do no complete breath after my sessions and shit. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
I've known
I know
a
that
few,
shit be fucking me up. And I don't be drinking no teas and shit.
Mm, I've known a few rappers over the years who had, like, voice problems, and they had to be, like, gargling honey and doing all this weird shit to try to, like, save their voice when they're on tour and shit.
Yeah. I ain't trying to get to that point. I think I do need to, like, I don't know. I'm a good maintenance, though.
But do you have a healthy lifestyle? You smoke, but...
I don't know,
you
bro.
You exercise, you
I
eat
I say, like... I think to myself, yeah, because I don't goddamn gain weight, then like gain too much weight, and then like what that shit called, low metabolism, whatever that shit.
You
called.
Seem like you probably have a fast metabolism, like you could whatever eat like that shit called. And
yeah,
you're not really gonna
gain
weight.
Yeah, fast. I got a fat one, cause God, I've been like 140, 150 for a long god time, boy. I don't even weigh that much. God, yeah, I be. And then, but, like, breathing-wise, I don't think it's too healthy. I be trying to drink with more water and shit. I be drinking good shit, like, other very water and shit. Oh, God. I'm going to start drinking more water and teas and shit, though, for my voice and shit.
Yeah, because you have this aloe tea thing, and then you have a soda.
Nah, it's something in it. It's something in my, it's infused. But
it's infused
it's,
with what?
This a regular one right here.
What'd you infuse it with?
It's a regular.
Let me see that. Is it purplish? I didn't examine it.
It's a little bit darker.
It is a little darker. You having a lean day?
But not. It might not be that.
It's pretty early.
You'll never know what it is.
1 p.m.
Maybe it's a secret.
You pour something light to get the day started and then darken it up a little?
It might be blood. It might be something else. Never know what it is, what made it drink dark. It's a secret.
There's only one thing I can think of.
What?
Lean. Lean.
See?
No.
You probably need to start thinking that.
Rappers do love lean.
Keep talking about rapper, but I ain't no rapper, bro.
Atlanta rappers love lean. Not to stereotype you.
Bro.
Cleveland Avenue rappers love lean.
Then you just, not to stereotype, then you just straight say Cleveland Avenue.
What?
Wait the fuck? You literally just straight stereotype that bit.
Well, I mean.
Well, you mean.
This is a poorly kept secret.
Literally stereotyped it.
I spent some time with the YSL guys. There's a lot of lean getting drank.
Okay. Well, let's say.
A lot of whippets.
I don't. Boy, damn, I with my manager right here, boy. You said somebody that whippy, boy.
What, you want to go get one right now?
Nah, I don't smoke like that. I don't smoke no motherfucker.
Smoke?
Like,
you
I don't.
Inhale them.
Yeah, like, whatever yeah. Y'all do, whatever this shit called, I don't do it like that.
Okay.
Well, I had one time.
To go a little dump right there. Sorry.
I'm off one time. Hit that bit one time. Oh, God. Oh, not one time, like. I've had it in my hand one time before. This shit really ain't that.
The balloon.
Nah, the whip it. Bit more.
Oh, the whole tank.
Yeah. Gallons of gas.
Hmm. Is that a big thing in Atlanta these days, though? A lot of people with the whippets?
Some.
It's a nasty habit.
Shit. I don't know what for that shit for to do for you.
Gives you a little head high. You gotta keep doing it over and over and over.
Yeah, hey, yeah, gotta keep twisting that bitch. I don't do it. Hey, I was curious about this shit, though. Just for, like, the thought of, like, damn, that's a tank. Nigga smoking that bitch. I'm good.
I seen a rapper.
But then, like, I did doing research shit, or that shit, background with that shit, the aftermath, and I passed.
Yeah.
Stick to the back wood.
I seen a rapper with two boxes of them. They recorded a verse, and they went through two boxes of whippets in the verse.
You talking about the tank, the little tanks.
It was like two whole boxes of it, yeah.
Or the little green tanks.
Yeah, like the metal
things. The ones that you read, the metal shit.
Yeah, and you like fill the balloon with it.
Damn, he went through the things, the refills.
Like it was nothing.
Shit. How many?
I don't know, two boxes of them, however many is in a box. It was. It looked insane. Like it looked more absurd.
You said two boxes?
Yeah.
Probably took like two.
Recording the verse. It took like a half hour.
I like probably like big like this big. This big a box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that.
And they stand up like straight up like this, and he just pulling the bitch out. Shmuck.
One by one, yeah. Slamming them.
How long it took for one box to get smoked?
I think he did like two boxes in like, it took maybe like 40 minutes to record the verse.
Two boxes in 40 minutes.
That's a person who's done a lot of it when you have to do that much.
It depends, bro. He probably smoking the hell out of the boxes, or he probably just a low amount. Bought a tank and a box. And probably like six in each one, probably. He probably just smoked 12, but it's 12, that's still a certain amount. That's still probably not healthy. Mm. 12, that's still a lot.
Definitely not healthy.
I don't give a fuck. Boy, that's the shit we're supposed to be going in a balloon, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, God, where the fuck?
That's foul.
Oh, God, that shit blows up rubber. And if you put a sharp object to it, it pop. Imagine what the fuck that shit do to your lungs. What the hell? This is bad shit.
You ever think about what all the tobacco and weed is doing to your lungs, though?
In a sense, but I'd be like, bro, nigga ain't died for no weed in there.
Not yet.
Come on with all that shit, Adam. Don't start that shit, bro.
I smoke, too. I just sometimes wonder.
You ain't smoking right now, so you don't smoke like me.
No, you're right. I mean, I smoked a split before I came here, though, to be totally honest.
What's your split? What's your split look like? What you mean? Crushed up, grab a
weed and tobacco.
If I say I smoke split.
Then you put the whole paper around it.
Nah, yeah, I put a paper in it and I do a script like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably.
That's savage.
Skinny
mode.
Piece though, like this. And then roll it. Like, but I don't roll as a bat wool, I do a skinny piece.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it with a lighter. Microwave that motherfucker.
You microwave it?
Nah.
How long?
It depends. Probably like 15, 16.
Let me just make the assumption that these hoes be treating you different already. How's that going?
Shit. What I knew, what I know, what I knew, what was going to happen, regular shit. I just be talking to the one. I don't talk. What they say, no fucking fan shit. I don't talk to them.
You're not fucking fans?
I'm talking to people that I never thought I could talk to. Like, that's what I'm aiming for.
You're talking
I'm aiming
girls.
For shit. It ain't even that. It ain't even famous people. It's just people. Shit, what's out my league? What's the shit where don't know me? I want females. Like, I ain't female who don't really know me. Like, shit, it's all that rap shit. If you don't know none of my songs, it's great. I ain't gonna say shit about it. Are you a rapper? Oh, damn, I ain't even tell you. Oh, shit like that. Like, that's what I aim for.
So you wouldn't use, you're trying not to have to use the rapper thing as a flex.
Good one, find me one.
She can just think you're a regular old
she came with her own
driller.
They say it like that, freak. Came with her own, she ain't even know. Like, made me a good one like that. But I want to get me one in school, doing some good shit. Probably a nurse, so I can get massages. So.
But a nurse is not going to want to be kicking it with you in the studio until 4 in the morning.
Hold on, don't say shit.
I like a rapper who's not
hold
scared
on,
to
don't
stretch.
Say don't say nothing.
He's got a lot of good stretches. In
don't say nothing. Hold on. I'm finna goddamn figure this shit out. Sorry. It's called a goddamn. Fuck my sister went for school for that shit.
An OBGYN.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
It called a goddamn. What chiropractor be doing?
Adjusting your back?
Yeah, but what the thing called like?
Physical
what's
therapist?
The majors? What's the major called like? School for it. What are you?
I don't know.
What are you like? What's the, what is it? What's the career?
To be called? A chiropractor? I mean, yeah, you can go to college it, for like chiropractic.
But what is it called?
But I don't. It's not
you
like
supposed to be smart.
But it's
what
not,
is it called?
The medical community. I don't called? Think really you approves around of the chiropractic.
You being around the bush. What's the word? It's a word for it.
For chiropractic.
But for
training?
that field of working, it's a word for it. What you go to college, it, you go. You're a fuck, man, bro. It weed, bro.
Just a doctor?
No, hell nah. Ain't no doctor. Nigga, doctors do other shit.
Kinesiology? Kinesia? Why am I? I can't say this word.
Oh. Not cosmetology. I don't think it's that. Because cosmetology is
definitely
hair.
Not cosmetology.
Because cosmetology is hair. That's that.
Well, that's other, like
it's
makeup,
another
right?
word, bro. Fuck this shit, man. It's going to cost that money.
Hmm. So. Okay. What? So you want a girl who's going to go to school to basically be a chiropractor so she can work on your back, and that's why you're stretching during
good,
this interview is because
massages,
you need a back massage.
Good massages. I want something. Yep. Aim for that. That's what I want. In my dream.
Have you ever got a massage?
I want her to have her whole on her spa about a bunch of locations, different places.
Why don't you just take your rap streaming money and spend that on getting a masseuse to give you a back massage?
Oh, God. Every day,
right? You don't need to date someone who's gonna just to get free massages.
But I'm saying that's what I want.
Oh,
yeah. Come home for it. Cause I know the uniform for that job. Gotta look fire.
What about like a female drill rapper? You could be in a relationship with them.
Oh God, what the fuck, bro?
An Asian doll.
But like that rap shit, bro. That rap shit be hell, bro. I don't want no one to have the same career as me. Mm. I don't think. Because this shit, it just be too much, bro. They might get feelings of who you do features with. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Seen it happen a million
yeah,
times.
Yeah, you really can't miss business with pleasure. Because, you of course, y'all both rappers, so you know you're going, you feel me? You can't do it. Mm. It don't miss, bro. Yeah.
I mean, I think that was the story of King Von and Asian Doll. He was like, just getting mega jealous of shit that would happen with her in the studio with dudes. I mean, if you're a controlling guy, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, I ain't gonna speak on that situation. I don't know about that. I ain't really got nothing to do with me, so I wouldn't compare that to that. So I don't really know what you're talking about there.
Not a King Von fan.
It ain't even that. It's just like I listen to he got a cool song, but he not no person that I go on music and type in playing in my headphones.
He got some hits.
Yeah,
Beat a Body
cool.
With Bezu. Well, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Okay. But now.
Oh, I like that song he got with Goddamn. I think he got that song with Lizzie or something.
You think it's a little dark? Did Vaughn do a song with Lizzie?
I think so. You can hang it with the Ox. You go get your. Yeah.
That's dark.
No, yo, that's no, I'm tripping. See? See? Yeah.
Yeah, they never work together based on YouTube search results.
Yeah, no.
You like Dirk, though?
Yeah, he cool. Oh, gosh. Oh, shit.
Do you get along with all the other drill rappers in Atlanta?
I don't really talk to a lot. Rap-wise, my partners, if you say rappers, that's the only rappers I really be cool with. I cool with a couple rappers, underground rappers, shit. Like, rap-wise, I don't be telling a lot of rappers and shit, for real.
You stand to yourself?
Yeah, I be standing myself. I stand myself. Like, as I've been over the shit.
Did you get into rapping because you had some beef that you wanted to address, or did you just, like, become a rapper and then beef kind of followed you from there?
One more time.
Like, did you start making music because you had rappers that you wanted to address, or did you become a rapper and then the beef kind of inherited itself into your life?
disrespecting me.
Why?
Cause
a lot of rappers start rapping because they got people they want to talk about.
That's internet shit. Right? Yeah, that ain't it. That internet, that's really like, that's to me, that's police, like in a sense, because you putting everybody in the business, man. Why you talking about it? You don't supposed to do that. I told you how I started rapping. I told you why and how. I never wanted, even when I was making the songs, I never dropped shit. My partner was on my ass, he like, bro. Like every day we get leaving the studio, but when we get to the house, bro, I'm making, when I get back with you tomorrow, turn, I'm gonna make your United Masters, bro. You gonna draw this song, that. We got it planned. He literally got the song. He got the whole track list in his phone, bro. We still had an old phone. Yesterday had the whole track list of what I supposed to be and draw United Masters. Man, I dropped one, went crazy. Had the whole school, my whole high school listen to that bitch. But my shit in school and on the Promethean boys and shit in the classroom listening. Then I think I dropped another one like a couple months later on some little bullshit. I got out of juvenile. And that shit went crazy. That shit went eight shit or something. And I was like, boy, hold on, I might got some. I am a key rapper. But I said it was too serious. And I got signed. And I was like, oh shit. I can rap, then I'm just rapping. I'm still having fun. Then I'm getting better and better. Like, I'm done. Like, damn, this shit's coming together.
So in your songs, you're not talking about anybody in particular that you don't get along with? It's just generalized?
Who knows?
Are you thinking about your ops when you make music, or?
Hell no, I don't think about no nigga when I make music. Then I might wrong. Think about no nigga when I make music. I'm in my own lane. I'm rapping for myself. Really.
But you have such like aggressive energy sometimes that I feel like you probably might think about people you got issues with in order to bring that out of you, right?
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Yeah. But I ain't gonna never tell you to, like, you're not gonna never know. I never know. Say nobody name, none of that. Well, I ain't doing it.
There's a lot of theories out there.
No point.
I watched
that shit. That shit just make freaking drama. I just look at all that shit as drama, bro. That shit, that rap beef is drama. That shit came to me. So I ain't getting into it. I done some shit. Sometimes I did it though. Mm-hmm. I did. Y'all nigga rapping, playing and shit, having fun. Like, y'all nigga gotta save money. I got something for you. Watch this one. Yeah, I got a comeback for you. This one, for that shit hurt more. That one, like, brr. Yeah. And, like, in a sense, I did it before. But as I started rapping, like, now I'm rapping for myself. Like, it's bigger picture. Okay, I got other shit. It's way other, better shit to rap about now. Like, that shit old. Rap, that shit old. Let's see, can you really rap? Let's see, what can you talk, other shit can you talk about other than, all right, here I come, I'm talking about you. Or, nigga, you, Brody D, you smoking on.
Did you blow past the rest of the drill scene in Atlanta with this song? And just how viral your whole shit has been. You just came out and left all these dudes who've been grinding for years in the dust? Is that what you're telling me?
Probably. I don't know.
That's a hell of a narrative.
I don't know, man. You probably got to go. You got to go load this shit up, bro. That's what it is, bro. That's what it looking like right now, bro.
Damn.
I came out of nowhere. Came out of dirt like a worm, nigga.
And you realistically got a level of attention that a lot of other people been working for a long time haven't really necessarily got, right?
Yeah.
So is this Anti the Menace beef real, or is that just YouTube video stuff? I've been trying to interview him for a while. And then I find out that I'm actually interviewing his op first.
A what?
They said that you're his op. Something like that.
I don't know.
You don't know. But he's one of the bigger drill rappers coming out of Atlanta.
Oh. I look him up one day though. But what it? We can talk about something better.
Okay. So you're trying to move past all these little local skirmishes?
You said what?
Local beefs.
Local beefs?
You're not what trying beef? To put too much energy into the local scene, going back and forth with dudes? Because, you know, like Chicago, New York, a lot.
Beef? Nigga be... Sam,
that's rapping, what I'm asking. Like,
rapping, people been rapping like Sam, rapping about me.
Well, I don't know if they're really like rapping about you. It's kind of hard for me to tell. I can't tell what a lot of the Atlanta drill rappers are saying. It's just like blah,
I don't know,
bro.
I just be listening to myself and my partners a lot, bro. So I don't know. I gotta go load these niggas up, bro. One day, man. I don't really know about too many people, bro. Mm. I don't know about it. I ain't never heard of those type of people. I don't know. You think I go on the internet and look for another nigga to be talking about me? I'm listening to my bro, man. What's up, man? Y'all just came from the studio. Let me hear that shit. Ain't breathing on another nigga shit in my headphone. But whatever.
So it's all imagined? None of this is real? None of this beef stuff that we see people making YouTube videos about?
I don't even watch YouTube like that, baby, bro.
Really? Some good stuff out there. But I understand. You know, you've got your own momentum. You got your own wave. Why share the spotlight with people you don't get along with?
Huh? Say it one more time.
You're doing very well right now. Why put effort and put energy and shine attention on people that realistically want your spot?
Why would we, Adam?
Why would we?
We're asking you that, Adam. I'm asking you that.
Has anyone ever told you that the way you talk, that sometimes it's kind of hard for like normal people to understand what you're saying? Because I feel like there's going to be a lot of comments. I feel like I'm keeping
everything
up pretty good.
You heal, everything I'm saying right now is clear to you. Every word what I just said, you can comprehend. You heard everything.
That was pretty good. That was well enunciated. But there was other moments in this podcast that it was a little bit like, I could just hear them starting to comment and being like, what the fuck did he just say?
I be chilling, bro. Like, I don't be trying to, you think I'm finna put so much energy into speaking? Like, like I told you, that studio session, that shit ready to be heard, bro. I be, the way I'm sitting. Shit, chilling like
you are more talking, comfortable in this chair than anyone who has ever sat in this chair.
The way I'm talking,
this is insane.
The way I'm sitting is how I'm gonna talk.
That's swag.
OD comfortable. That's how I'm comfortable, bro. Like, I ain't finna be raising my voice. Like,
I feel like nobody,
talk to my lord.
Nobody's ever made sitting in a chair look as cool as you're making it look.
Right, you want me to be loud as hell?
Right.
Where the head it is on the side of your face, man?
What? Which part?
Do like this. The other side. Oh, yeah. Know who that is. That hard right
now. Oh, Lisa Simpson? Yeah. Where's that from?
Huh?
You ever listen to Lil Peep?
Lil Peep.
Lil Peep. I'm going to put you on. Rest in peace. He was a great rapper. I feel like you might appreciate it.
He of your skin color?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I seen him for his own like beat around what rappers.
That's a nice way of saying
it. He was
white.
In the group.
He had a little group
or something.
Well, he did a lot of shit with Lil Tracy. They were like a little group for a period of time. He was
with Juice WRLD, right?
He never actually worked with Juice WRLD, I don't think. Well, they might have. Did they make songs after they did? I forget. You with Juice WRLD?
Yeah.
That was a good.
I used to watch a lot of shit. About the documentary.
Yeah, that was my boy. What did you get from him in terms of influence and shit?
You remember that song? I mean, that boy standing on the table with the shit.
What?
What the hell the name of that song? Yeah.
He was standing on the table. What, in the video or?
Yeah, the school. Oh, damn. Why that motherfucker with that one?
He only shot like one music video.
He was in school.
Me?
He was in, yeah. Mm. Yeah. That song, boy. I was like, you gotta just listen to, like, and it, it's different. Like, he just tripping. I'm like, I don't know, bro. When I was a young nigga, bro, I was listening to the shit, like, trying to listen to different shit. Because I used to, like, watch shit like Paranormal Activity. And like, the rapper, he was the closest rapper to towards that. Like, like, that gave me that type of vibe. So I sometimes listen to that nigga. Goddamn, that song, what that other song, and his videos, bro, his fucking music videos always just like crazy. Just, yeah, his shit just unique. That nigga different, bro. You know that video when he was hanging from the tree?
Mm-hmm.
He hung himself from the tree? Yeah, that shit is different. Like, that nigga that he was in, yeah.
You know, before
rock bass shit, choker.
Before I interviewed him,
clothes and shit, that nigga just different.
I had seen videos of him stabbing somebody in a fight on the street.
Before. I got that nigga's sight too.
He was crazy.
Yeah. I got my hand too.
He was real good.
I see it's a good video, but I got a hand.
No, he's a legend.
Hey, yeah.
Shout out to my boy.
And different things, like, I don't even want to talk about it, bro. I seen it though. I used to get into that shit, boy. You know, and man. Damn, a rapper had a chain of his face.
Of his own face?
I think it Uzi got a chain of his Uzi face. Marilyn Manson, I think that's his name. Yeah.
Marilyn Manson?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to like watch shit like different artists like that. Feel like this. Now I didn't listen to his music, but like I would like film like watch documentaries on his way of rapping, like how that nigga come on the stage, his attire, what the fuck he dressed, what the fuck he wearing and shit, uh-huh. And the guy, and like that shit just, he different, bro. With the way he perform, that nigga just, bro.
Can I get you?
That shit was weird to me.
Well, you get
like,
your opinion.
I ain't never said I agree with it, but like that shit, yeah, funny. It just like interesting.
Give me your opinion on this, because I feel like we got to get you more into like the metal and hardcore stuff. I'm making him watch Slayer.
The video hard.
What about the music?
I got an uncle. I ain't gonna lie, bro. My uncle probably know that, bro. Oh God, man. After this, what is it called?
Slayer.
Oh God.
One of the most famous metal bands of all time.
I'm gonna play it for my uncle when I leave it. Be. I'm cop my dad, my uncle G. Great cowboy. Gotta call him.
Tell him you.
I know
Slayer
he know
now.
About that. Come on, got CD. He the type. He got big speakers in all every car. The boy fits cars and shit. Got Acura. He'll have a fucked up car. Big ass speakers. 12. It's 12, 18s in that bitch. Bing. So much CD. Listen to different. He listen to all types of music. Old music. So, yeah, that shit that cool though.
Because, all right, this is my thing.
I could probably. It just got to have a catchy tune. Like, if you have catchy words. In a nice,
but
in
a lot of it's not
beat.
That catchy. A lot of it's just like,
yeah. But even it just the beat,
that
mainly.
Shit right there is more like groovy. Got some like real rhythm to it. Versus a lot of metal is like,
hey, okay,
you know,
the beat would really be catching me though.
Okay, a lot of like we were talking about how there's all these people who dress in all black with the chains and all the shit. But they don't fucking listen to metal. We got to get them into metal.
Yeah, that's true though. Look.
What's going on with this wood? That's a long wood.
Clean it, motherfucker.
You need to clean the wood.
Yeah, let me see something.
I'm just gonna. I've never seen somebody put the blunt on top.
Yeah.
Of the
Yeah. Oh
lead.
Yeah. What you was talking about earlier and shit. Remember what you had said.
What did I say?
Remember what you had said about.
This is like a blanket. He's covering the weed up.
Remember what you had said about that shit.
What?
About tobacco. How do you feel about the tobacco?
Yeah.
I be trying to at least do some shit. I be cleaning the blunt, cause that shit be nasty, bro. You know, like when you first get backwoods shit out, any type of leaf when I smoke, I clean it. I hot water and shit, paper towel, you'll see the dirt.
But it's still backwoods over loose leaf for you?
Backwoods over what?
Loose leaves? You don't fuck with those? I feel like I've seen them explode in popularity. You see right up there, my boy Desto Dub, who made the outfit that you're wearing. See those, the orange loose leafs up there with Desto Dub?
Man.
That's the dude who made this clothing that you're wearing.
Man,
just so you know.
If I didn't have my goddamn, bro, I got a box of loose leaf, honey. I got Oreos and cream. Yeah.
But backwoods or loose leaf?
Loose leaf.
Really?
This dude, I got a whole ball. He gave me some. As soon as I got out of the plane. You think I don't got none?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
I stopped smoking blunts.
Who you think
blunts.
I am, man?
Your baby ball, Kia. Man. We have to know that. Your baby Kia.
Oh, you think I don't got no, no. You think I don't got no. Man, come on, man.
So you like collect
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I got a whole. No, I got a ball. As soon as he gave me my ball. Yeah. Yeah, he happened to take a couple out. My pet. It's all right, though. I took the ball, though. It's cool. Only two. Decent. Go get me another ball before I leave. I still got some, though. I just ain't having to bring with me. They still where I'm staying at right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I got Oreos cream. I'm going to get a different flavor. I was finna get the drink.
You can really taste the Oreos and cream on the
yeah,
blunts?
Yeah, that's
really?
Crazy.
That sounds wild.
Yeah.
I never got to really do that. They had like lemon and banana and shit. Did they have lemon? Lemon backwards?
Hey,
they had banana
keep,
for
you
sure.
You keep forgetting that cleaning blunt.
Who's going to clean it? I mean, you already rubbed it all over your weed.
Nah, see, it don't matter. Once you put hot water and paper towel, I'm going to show you.
Can we have somebody from your team come fetch the blunt and go clean it for you?
Wait, the hell did you just say? What? Fetch the blunt.
What's wrong with fetching?
My bro's not.
They don't nobody, fetch.
We not fetching shit.
You need a blunt guy on your squad.
Can we?
I mean, realistically, my camera guy could go clean it for you right now.
Yeah.
He's a fucking weed master. He knows everything about weed.
My fool ain't fetching shit.
Give it to him. He'll do it for you.
Yeah, but you gotta put hot water.
I'll bring it back.
He's burning handless, so you gotta be hot. Dude.
Shout out to Donnie taking one for the team, cleaning another man's backwood for the sake of the video.
Yeah, I could hear
you. So you could just be a
my
rapper.
Bro would have did it, but like the way you said it, we ain't fetching shit. Hey, boy, clean backwood from here, yeah, to him. We ain't fetching.
How many of your homies you got out there?
I don't know.
And they don't. Nobody came in. They heard us talking about the wood. They didn't come in, so they didn't want to help out.
Nah, cause what, that's because. See, why he said I wasn't coming in. Be anything. I'm finna walk in the room as soon as the nigga say, "Hey, come fetch the bad wood."
Okay.
Fuck it. Where the hell?
I got a good question though. This is an important question. When you're smoking a blunt, do you pass it to your homies or not?
Yeah,
you. You do.
Sometimes I ain't like, bro, I got, it depends, bro. I be having, like, I got them, sometimes roll up one time. I ain't passing it back. Well, I do that every now and then. Like, it depends. Sometimes I do that. But I have, like, I'm smoking something with them, but it ain't like I'm just facing them blunt. Like, yeah, nah, man, if nobody ain't smoking, got no backwood in their hand, you know, and sit right here. Hey, y'all boy, not in my blunt, hell, nah. Never like that.
We don't really pass the blunts around, I don't feel.
Everybody
like
got a blunt in their hand.
Maybe you collab on one.
For me to face one, everybody got to have a blunt in their hand.
See, everybody like should that. Have their own blunts, though, right?
It just depends. I have to be just going through some part of something like, man, hey, nah, y'all wrong. I say ain't nobody. I don't feel like smoking up.
But you're wrong.
But I never came to that point for real. I can't recall.
You're wrong if your broke homie's around and you don't. Pass it to him.
You say what?
If you got a broke homie, you're f***ed up if you don't let him hit it, right? But if, like, your other homies are...
If I got a broke
your other homies got money, they probably, if they want to smoke weed, they got their own weed, right?
If I got a broke partner...
You got to have some broke partners, right? Everybody can't be baby Kia.
Yeah, nah, everybody, man. My side. Everybody, every single last one of us.
Is a baby Ain't. Kia?
No, everybody is they own. My side, everybody did out. Who the fuck winning? They shit too large. Everybody shit started up past the city. They don't know what the hell going on. Everybody going crazy, ape shit. Not a single little thought.
Let me ask you this. Do you get the same thrill out of making music that you used to get from stealing cars?
But the music used to get an ad on and steal the cars. I'm glad inside of the car, playing to get it. That shit at that generally stealing cars.
What were you listening to when you were stealing cars?
Everything, bro. Anything. It depends, bro. It just depends on the vibe.
You just plug your phone into their car?
Huh?
Like, you take their aux cable and just start playing music on in their car? Or are you just playing it off the iPhone or something? You got a little speaker.
It depends, but sometimes that motherfucker probably got an aux cord.
Is that dangerous to plug the aux cord into a stolen car?
Shit, Who cares? It ain't my phone for real, probably.
Stole the phone, too?
I probably goddamn bought that bit from the Burlington. Or goddamn bought it from the stole the Africans. Uh-huh. They said resell their phones that they buy from people and shit.
So you're pulling scams for your shit. Phone, too?
Nah, that shit, that's a stole, bro. Why the hell you keep trying to make me seem illegal, bro? What the hell you got going on?
Well, your name is like a reference to stealing cars, right?
Yeah, but I'm talking about that phone. Not my phone.
I'm just confused why your phone would be in your name.
It's an old phone. Like other people, it has a previous owner.
Okay.
As in, I'm not the first owner of the phone. So this shit got other folks shit on.
But how long were you doing that for?
Wow, man.
A long time.
Nick, but let's talk about something else. Talk about this shit.
That shit played out?
Talk about something else, bro. We still talking about that.
Okay. No more car stealing. That's probably going to be like the number one question people ask you for the rest of your career because of your name, though. Not that there's anything to be scared of with that. Okay, any other questions that we need to address here? Let me take a look. We got to exit out of Slayer, Seasons in the Abyss on my phone. Did you get shot recently? Because I seen you in one of the music videos and your shoulder was all bandaged up and shit. What was that about?
Yeah, is that?
You did? How many times?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah.
You got shot eight times.
Yeah. Nah, hell no. I was singing a song, man. I don't know.
You're singing a 21
I
Savage song?
I got shot.
Is this like a weird reference that I'm not going to get to later?
Yeah, I got shot, bro.
Was this?
But I'm good, though. I stayed back, though.
What happened? You were just standing outside and somebody sprayed your shit up or what?
I don't know, bro. That shit be light, bro. Who knows, bro? Bully probably dropped out there, bro. Because Bully probably just dropped. I don't know. Who knows? Shit, we'll never know. They're gonna know. They never know.
Right.
You know that TikTok? But they be like, they're gonna know. You don't know?
I don't think so.
See? If you know, you know. And you don't know. See?
I don't spend enough time on TikTok. I do try to tap in from time to time.
You don't even got
to
be on TikTok. You know, that shit be on Instagram, too.
Right. Anything that's on TikTok is going to be on every other platform as well.
Yeah.
At a certain point. Right, you're a TikTok guy now?
Nah, hell no. I don't got TikTok on my phone. Look.
You don't? Let me look through your phone.
Bro, the hell you mean you want to look through my phone, bro? What the hell you got going on?
Okay, you got Threads on your homepage. Why do you have Threads on your homepage?
Because, listen, let me tell you why I downloaded this. I downloaded this. Just like
you're also the last person still using Triller.
Yeah, courtesy. Yeah, because...
Wait, go back. I think I just seen ops in your DMs.
Man,
let me do an op check real quick.
Man, he think I'm finna let another nigga go to my DMs. Yo, I ain't got nothing to do with me.
I think I saw an op in there. That makes me think this is all fake.
I got goddamn Instagram, Triller, YouTube.
You do barely have any apps. Those are like the apps.
I mean, no.
You downloaded like four apps.
Yeah,
you have Threads on the homepage. That's
yeah,
like a lot.
I don't got them. I don't give a fuck about social media. For real. I just downloaded that just for like on security shit. I'm good.
So you could get the URL and everything or the app name.
I deleted it. I was finna delete. Sign out the shit.
You know you do.
Dang, every time I get on it, be that motherfucker got retarded when I try to.
You get one of your homies and you make him your social media manager. Boom. Now you gave him a job. He's not standing outside the Exxon anymore. He's kicking it with you on a day-to-day basis, taking pictures of your fits, doing little Instagram clips of you in the studio. Now he's got a job. Your social media is more robust. That's pretty good, right?
Sound cool. You don't think we do shit like that?
I don't know. You saying
in a sense, I got something like that, but
okay.
It's not labeled at that.
Okay.
Like with the little shit that I do, like the little skit, the promo shit, that's what I be doing.
You could put them on blunt rolling duty too. No.
Nah, not my partner. Bro. I don't know what the hell you be got going on. Kid shit like that.
Do you resent when people call you a crash out rapper?
You could pay a nigga to get that, but not one of my partners. Not Blunt Run, dude. Where we from? Doing that.
Not one of your friends.
Yeah, nah.
Just it's got to be like
you'll do that.
A friend turned into a blunt roller.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. Why not? If something's got to get done, it's got to get done, right?
I mean, yeah, you're right.
At a certain point, you're paying somebody to clean the floor and scrub the toilet or whatever, right? It's not like
if the right money, bro, a nigga will do that shit. You're right. But nah, I just don't feel like, right. Hell no, not my partner, man. We doing something else. Not rolling my blunts, though. Yeah.
But you like doing that?
Huh? Not really. Hell no, I don't like rolling. You only believe hell no, I hate rolling, but I know how to roll. Most of my bro don't even know how to roll like
that. Really? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, probably like one or two of my partners know how to roll blunts the right way.
Do you resent the term crash out rapper? I've heard some people try to label your style as that.
I mean, what they say. I mean, I guess it's different, bro. Y'all got to, you know, I'm so much everything, bro. I guess I'm that, bro.
Fuck it. That's kind of like a funny way to describe it.
Innocent.
That's the first rapper I've seen put their hand in their pants in a long time. I'm not gonna lie. On the podcast?
I just be just like, that shit be a habit, bro. I swear to God.
Remember Michael Jackson?
I be standing in the goddamn in the line, bro. That shit taking too long, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling here. I swear to God. But my dad literally be telling me, bro, start doing it.
But you just got a lot of movement in general. You might just hit like a
I see, but you just throw me out, but I know I just pulled it.
No, that shit hard.
See?
Oh, yeah, there's your paper, yeah.
See, I done pulled two of them out.
Right. What, did you feel personally attacked by that Drewski skit where he's kind of like impersonating Atlanta rappers?
No, that shit was
funny as fuck. Drewski's one of the goats.
That nigga funny as hell, bro. That nigga funny as fuck, bro. He don't play this shit, bro. Damn, that nigga don't play, bro.
And he could satirize like white boy country club type shit, Atlanta trap rapper shit. He used to be on. Now he touching on the drill rapper type stuff. He's got quite a lot of range. He's just an overall funny ass dude. I wonder if he ever has anyone help him with his material.
Yeah, like he in here.
Because it's so funny. It's so good.
It's like on some sense. It's like some Instagram shit taken to the TV, like type shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like a home based skit turned into a television show. You get what I'm saying? Like, he's so fucking. That shit, his shit just different, bro. I don't know, man. I don't even know. You can't even explain that nigga, bro. He took comedy to a whole different.
Legend. Okay. I feel like we've covered some ground here. What are you working on now? Just more music? More videos?
Yeah, yeah, boy. Too much music. Too much hot shit. Fucking on the charts.
Mm-hmm. And, we're going to keep it Believeland Avenue, right?
Say what?
I don't know.
What's up with you, bro?
Well, I just like that name.
I got scissors or something? I got scissors somewhere? All right, give me scissors, bitch, bro. You give me scissors. I done seen you clean the back. Well, give me scissors.
I can't wait to see the comments on this fucking video. There's no scissors?
I ain't got no kitchen.
We shouldn't have scissors over here. We don't know what the rappers are going to do with the scissors, bro. This is like an insane asylum. We can't just have like weapons available for the people who pass by here.
Nah, bro. I'm trying to cut my goddamn blunt, bro.
I know, but like, what if you tried to stab me with the scissors?
Scare rat, man. Ain't going to do nothing to you, man.
But you could. I'm just trying to avoid that problem before it happens.
Man, I'm scared right here, man. I'm just trying to cut my blunt, bro.
I've definitely done interviews where if there was a knife, like, easily available, they might have lunged at me.
Are you want to cut the blunt for me, bro?
Why don't you just bite it?
That shit nasty, man. It got to be perfect.
It's got to be perfect.
So when you light that bit, flame, you know how to circle, and the flame come inside the blunt.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've thought about this a lot more than me. Oh, here we go. I feel like we got to see it get cut.
Oh, you want me to walk over there? You want me? You want,
no, I want you to go right here so we can see it on camera. Look right here.
I'm scared, man. Come on.
That's not okay.
Huh, bad, bro. Get the scissors back, bro.
I'll take them.
Huh, I'm got it. I'm going to get it to you on the floor over here.
Yeah. Slide it to me. That was real low key.
Yo, what?
I'm gonna just tuck this in my
pocket. Oh, no. Hold on. I forgot. One more. Okay. One more side.
Those are like the pussiest scissors ever, too, for the record. I would challenge you to do much damage to me with these.
Gosh, dick. Pull your ass.
How long were you in jail, though?
I don't know, bro. For that shit.
You ever have to shank anyone in there?
I don't know. For that shit.
No, okay. Baby Kia, thank you very much for coming through. I really feel like you're having a moment right now, and it's going to be big.
Yeah. Big shit.
Big shit.
Big shit, nigga.
The biggest shit.
The biggest of the shits, nigga.
A 50 wiper.
Nah, nigga. 1,000 wiper, nigga.
My girl's just telling me I can't talk about 50 wipers in front of my kid anymore.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's when you gotta wipe your ass 50 times to get clean. That's how big the shit was.
Damn, that's a big ass shit.
Yeah.
Big shit ass nigga, what the hell you got out here?
Big shit's popping. Baby kid, thank you so much. I'll be in touch. Baby Kia, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, and subscribe. Get yourself some shears.
Yeah, I done dropped them, but hold on.
NoJumper.com if you want to support. Roll something up.
No Jump.
Go steal a Kia. And whatnot.
I don't listen to that nigga.
Thank you, Baby K. We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.